Saga Egmont presents The Silent Child by MJ White, read by Lucy Scott. For Al Smith, thank you for the many, many chats that helped bring Cora to the page and for believing in her from the beginning. In some causes, silence is dangerous. St. Ambrose, 339 AD to 397 AD. The realm of silence is large enough beyond the grave. George Eliot, 1819 to 1880. Lottie. I'm not dumb, whatever they say. I'm not. I just choose not to speak. They want me to talk, to prove I'm not dumb. They don't realise what they're asking. What could happen if I talk again? Nobody understands. Nobody knows the truth. But I do. If I could smuggle you inside my head, you'd know I wasn't dumb. You'd hear my thoughts screaming. Because behind the silence, everyone sees I am screaming. I've been screaming for 11 months. It isn't a fad or something I'll grow out of. This is my life now. If you were inside my head, you'd know why I don't speak. Why I can't speak again. Chapter 1. Minchel. The body was badly concealed amid piles of old clothing in the former hay barn, one pale arm clearly visible, hanging between the grubby jumpers and jeans too ripped for anyone to wear. Tossed into a corner, forgotten. There was no dignity in death here. There never was for bodies like these. What a lonely place to die. The farm where they stood lay 12 miles northwest of Ipswich, set back from the narrow country lane that twisted around low-hedged patchwork fields. It was far enough from other farms and buildings to appear remote, yet only a mile away from the nearest village. The twists of the road and the broad fields surrounding it gave it the feeling of being completely cut off from the world. Abbott's farm was abandoned now, not yet grabbed by developers greedy to sell the dream of rural living to wealthy ex-Londoners. The farmhouse was far from derelict, its roof still good, but its darkened windows were cracked and flaky framed, the first beginnings of grasses appearing at the edges where nature had begun to reclaim it. The old barn beside the farmhouse reeked of neglect, mildew and death mingled with ancient straw. It hung in the air like the dust, a thick cloud that clogged your lungs and clung to your clothes. D.S. Rob Minchel gritted his teeth and pressed forward, the ghostly pale face of D.C. Dave Wheeler a pace behind him.
I wouldn't bring my gran to this jumble sale,
Wheeler joked.
I don't blame you,
Minchel smirked. At times like these, humour was the only weapon against creeping dread. He was glad Dave Wheeler was here. Minchel crouched by the body, following the line of the arm from dirt-blackened fingernails up along its deeply scratched bare forearm and over the contour of the clothing pile, trying to make out the rest of its position.
What do you reckon, Sarge? Drugs? Could be.
Who called it in?
Dog Walker.
Wheeler grinned when Minchel looked up at him.
Improbable as it sounds.
Out here?
Farmer from the next farm along, walking his dog the long way. His dog suddenly dashed off, and when he managed to catch up with it, it was here, licking the deceased's arm. The farmer has called us before, apparently. 3 months ago. Lights and vehicles and noise here late at night. He thought it was a rave. Shit rave.
Wheeler's chuckle was a tiny gift of warmth to hold on to. There was precious little else to warm the soul here. Scattered around the floor, amid the straw and ancient animal dung, was the telltale paraphernalia of drugs. Spent needles, burned foil and discarded dirty swabs. Lately, more sights like these had come to light, a spiralling problem of the drug trade in desolate rural areas. South Suffolk police were about to launch a widespread investigation following a damning experience.